square pump, like crank kerosene pump, you know, and they had a little hook up there where you could hang a bucket.
Right.
Yeah. And the old kerosene can, or the old coal oil can, we call it, and then I always lost the spout.
The old 5 gallon can.
And stick a potato on it and, did you ever see, this change of subject, did you ever see any, or did you ever as a kid stick potatoes on exhaust pipes?
Yes. They still do.
Boy, oh boy.
I worked with this junior achievement last year, and working with high school kids. And one night over there, some wise kid brought some potatoes, and they put them over the exhaust pipes of a few of the advisors. I was their friend, though. Mine did not get a potato. In fact, it was my kids that were doing it.
Well, you were very lucky, because you know, sometimes it makes a lot of racket and blows the potato off, but on some of the older cars sometimes it'll just go right back and blow a gasket. So.
Right, or blow a muffler. Yeah. I've seen it blow a muffler.
I forgot what it was. I was going to say it had something to do with that. We used to get in trouble, didn't we?
Did you ever take a hose pipe and put water in the tailpipe?
No.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, you fill up the muffler and the tailpipe with water, and they crank the car, and it's just ridiculous sound, and you can't pinpoint what it is, you know. But that exhaust, with all that water, you can't get enough pressure to force water up in the engine. You really don't hurt that car.
Yeah.
But you get that muffler filled up with water in that tailpipe.
Well, does it blow water out when they start?
Oh, yes, right. When they start, then the water shoots. And it keeps shooting for a long time because it comes out in spray, really.
Yeah, right.
Makes this real odd sound. Think something's really wrong with the car.
Oh, wow. Now that's great.
In high school, that was great fun. If you could get an area where you could get a water hose to the automobile.
That would be really great. I had a friend of mine who slid around one time on Slick Street and backed into a bank. And really thought he had done something terrible to his car. He wasn't going very fast. He got out and looked. There was apparently no damage. And he tried to crank the car, and it wouldn't crank. And he thought he had done something terrible, and he had plugged the exhaust pipe.
Right.
And he had I don't guess they make them anymore, but this was a Buick, I believe. And the exhaust pipe stuck out behind the back bumper about that far. And he had put about an 8-inch plug of mud up in the exhaust pipe. And it just wasn't, it was in there, and it was wedged, and the car wasn't getting up enough compression to blow it out, and so he thought he had really ruined it. Let's see. In an old car, you had the tire, and then inside the tire you had what?
The tube, okay. Or the inner tube.
Okay. I say that in old cars, I don't wish they really sell many tubes for modern cars now, I guess most
you
people buy.
You can buy them. They still make them for this reason. If you ever recap a tire, you normally have to put a tube in.
That's right.
Because after they're capped, they normally just will not hold air.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have a slow leak somewhere. They advise putting the tube in after being capped. I don't know of any cars that come with a tube now, though. Mm-hmm. New car.
Let's see, when they put a boat in the water, you say they are going to
launch the boat.
Okay. A boat that has a flat bottom and might be, it doesn't have to be pointed, it can be, or it can have a thing, and you make it move with oars.
Oh, talking about a canoe?
No, you sit in it and go use double oars this way. You're kind of just a rowboat or?
Oh, okay, all right. Rowboat, fishing boat. Fishing boats are flat though.
Oh,
canoes aren't really flat. Almost.
Yeah, I think most of the ones you get now are because it's just sublime hard to keep. You really have to be skilled to keep around the canoe.